This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome to the Health Ranger Report. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here with the latest issue of Time Magazine that says how to die. That's right. There's the cover for you right there. How to die. Yeah, you still think there's no eugenics agenda out there in the dinosaur media and in the government? Still think that? Why is this on the newsstands in grocery stores? I was actually out shopping and saw this. I had to pick it up. This is the June 11th, 2012 edition of Time Magazine, How to Die by Joe Klein. And, you know, when I opened it, I was half expecting it to be sort of a recipe. How to die. Take more vaccine shots. Drink more aspartame. Take more pharmaceuticals. Take some extra Vioxx if you can still get your hands on that. Get addicted to painkillers. Yeah, you'll die just like all the other people that die. Or how about some of those designer drug bath salts? That'll do it to you as well. But no, instead, I found an article that talks about how we can save so much money in America by denying care to the elderly. What an amazing concept. I guess we have to save money in this country. So here are some quotes from this article by Joe Klein, Time Magazine, who's writing about the death of his own parents. And he says, for one thing, I now believe that I made a mistake when I agreed to mom's feeding tube. Yeah, because it would be bad, you know, to keep your own mom alive by feeding her something. He says, I believe that because I was extremely fortunate to transfer my parents from a regular fee-for-service Medicare to a private nursing home that used the Geisinger healthcare system. You're going to hear that word a lot, Geisinger. It means outcome-based healthcare. It means that they're going to save money by denying services to people who are dying. So if you don't feed your dying mother or father, hey, you save a bunch of money. What could be wrong with that? Welcome to the new eugenics program. If you don't provide the surgery that they might need, you save a lot of money on that too. And of course, nowhere in the system does it ever talk about preventing disease, using nutrition, using vitamin D, avoiding toxic chemicals in your cosmetics, personal care products, pharmaceuticals, foods, things like that. Nowhere does it talk about that. It just says how to die. And then it discusses denying services to dying people and thereby saving a lot of money. So in this system, the Geisinger healthcare system, doctors are paid salaries and outcomes-based performance bonuses. They get a bonus when they deny services to people who are dying. See? Save a little money, get a little bonus. That's on top of the bonuses they already get from pharmaceutical companies, of course, all the bribery that goes on there. Joe Klein continues, it is a system that many healthcare experts see as a model, a way to save significant amounts of money while providing better care. It's better, see? This goes back to, what was it? Kill Granny? That was the cover. Was that Newsweek magazine? Or was that, I think that was Newsweek. Kill Granny so that teachers can have raises. Yeah, this is all part of the eugenics program. Bill Gates is on board with it. Ted Turner's on board with it. There was an interview with Ted Turner recently by Luke Rudowski at We Are Change, where Ted said, hey, we want only 2 billion people left on the planet. So how do you get from the current population, what is it, 7 billion roughly, down to 2 billion? Well, you got to eliminate 5 billion people. And the Geisinger system is ready to help you do that and save some money at the same time. Check this out. Then this writer, Joe Klein, talks about how he had to call the police on his dad to take away his driver's license. Yep, so now you're supposed to be little nanny police state tattletales for your own parents to call in the state and intervene. Another quote here from the story, which is quite shocking. One of the doctors that was talking to the author here says, I noticed that your mom has a do not resuscitate order in her file, but your dad doesn't. Should we add it on? This is the doctor talking to Joe Klein, the author of this story. Should we just add on a do not resuscitate order for your dad? As if the dad has nothing to do with this. just the doctor and the son talking about it. And he goes on to say, I approved a do not resuscitate order for Dad. Yep, let him go too. It was becoming clear to me that in the gentlest possible way, these Geisinger doctors did not mess around. Well, of course not. Just let him die. Time magazine's not messing around either. How to die. Are you getting the message yet? Die. It saves the government money. Remember, if you live past retirement age, you start costing the government money. You start collecting Medicare. You start collecting Social Security. The best way to serve your government is to just kill yourself. Just die. And hey, maybe your own kids will help make that decision for you under this model. And this is what's being pushed now. It's better than Obamacare. It's like Obamacare version 2. It's sort of like pull the plug care. Yeah, you're in the hospital dying, need some life-saving procedures? Don't worry, they're just gonna pull the plug, stop the feeding, turn off the machines, walk away, and they're gonna call it compassionate. And they're gonna talk about how much money they saved and how good it is for the economy. Yeah, another reason not to go visit the doctor. So this is called an accountable care organization model. Oh, it's accountable. It's accountable to the accountants, not to God, not to the spiritual realm, not to karma, not to the universe, not to your own ethics, your own philosophy. It's accountable to the accountants, to the peanut counters who are nickel and diming your parents to death, literally. That's what this is really about. Now, moving on, let me read you some more from this amazing article. So Joe Klein goes on to write, a study published in the American Journal of Medical Quality found that this system produced 18% fewer hospital visits. Wow. A staggering 36% fewer return visits and a cost savings of 7%. That's because they're dead, okay? When you're dead, you don't return to the hospital. You got that? Come on, people. Geisinger has made steady progress in reducing per capita Medicare costs over the last 20 years, says Dr. Elliot Fisher of the famed Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice. Yeah, it's easy to save money if you just kill people off. Maybe this should have been written by Dr. Kevorkian, the Kevorkian issue of Time magazine. How wonderful would that be? Now, by the way, I'm not defending the current Medicare system, and we know how corrupt that system is. We know that doctors don't know anything really about preventing disease or promoting nutrition or really even taking care of patients beyond anything concerning just acute emergency medicine. Like, if you get shot in a drive-by, doctors are great. They're your best friend. They're going to sew you back up, stitch you back up, give you the painkillers that you need because you're actually in pain if you get shot up. And you know, they're going to help you out. That's what they're great for. Emergency rooms are wonderful. Western medicine is great for that. But for preventing disease, for keeping people alive, for quality of life issues, doctors suck. They're terrible at it. So instead of solving the problem by, let's say, having the elderly patients get some nutrition, get rid of the toxins, you know, restore some cognitive brain function, help reverse dementia and Alzheimer's, help eliminate kidney stones with healthy herbs and medicinal herbs and healthy foods and all that. Instead of going that route, which would actually solve problems, they just say, hey, our solution is just kill them sooner. Problem solved, and they don't come back to the hospital. Can you imagine that? Why wouldn't they return to the hospital if they're dead? All right, moving on in this story, Henry Aaron, who's quoting this story, says, this is such a terrific model. This is terrific. It costs less, and it gives better results. Well, better if you're not the one being killed, I guess. In a Darwinian business system, he says, yeah, you have to wonder why it doesn't spread. I wonder, why doesn't this model spread? Maybe because some people don't want to kill their parents. Ah, right. Some people don't want to kill mom and dad. You know, look, I lived in Asia for a couple of years. And in the Asian model, you let your parents move in with you. You take care of them, all right? You don't starve them to death. You don't let them die suffering from dehydration. You give them some water. You give them some food. You treat them with honor and respect. It's the Asian way. Just look in Japan, look in Taiwan, look in China. They treat their parents with respect. In America, ship them off to the nursing home. Oh, what? They're costing too much? Pull the plug. Do not resuscitate. Maybe they'll fall down and it'll all be over with in no time. That's the new system in America. That's the system right here, Time Magazine. What a wonderful system. How to die. It's not even complete. The title should say, how to die. Well, I didn't say that. Moving on. If you're a group practice, check this out. If you're a group practice that joins one of the CMS pilots, CMS means the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So if you join one of these pilot programs and prove that you can improve service while cutting Medicare costs, you get to keep a portion of the savings. That's right. It's like a bounty. If you pull the plug sooner and you don't spend money keeping all these, I guess, useless old citizens alive, you get to pocket a little extra cash. What could be wrong with that? You know, hey, get paid to pull the plug. Nothing like a financial incentive to kill granny. It also seems clear, writes Joe Klein, that asking people like my parents to make market decisions about their health care would be an act of cruelty. And an unnecessary one at that. Oh, yeah, it would be cruel. Cruel to let people actually decide that they want to have a life-saving procedure done. That's cruelty. It's compassionate to just let them die or maybe even accelerate the death. Huh? Yeah, pocket a little extra cash there. See, I love it. I love it how the healthcare system, for so long, it has been how to make money by keeping people sick. You know, doctors get their bonuses, they get their bribes, they get their free vacations to Hawaii disguised as CME classes. That's continuing medical education. Yeah, they get free trips to Hawaii. You bet. Just ask any doctor. So it's always been about how to profit off of keeping patients sick and diseased. And, you know, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars have been made by doctors, hospitals, drug companies, you name it, cancer clinics, by keeping people sick and keeping them locked in a system of just ongoing degenerative disease. But I guess that's not enough profit yet. They need more profit. So they want to first suck you dry and take all the money out of your body, you know, by giving you pharmaceuticals and running the medical procedures and the lab tests and the organ transplants, which are often done with black market organs anyway. They want to suck you dry while you're still alive. And the minute that you stop becoming a taxpayer, the minute you enter retirement and you're no longer funding the government's ongoing war imperialism system, then they want you to die. So they make a little extra money, or they save money on the back end by making sure you die early. So think about it. You're born, first thing that happens, you get vaccinated, right? Vaccinated. From there, the kidney disease starts to kick in, the brain diseases, the neurological disorders, the diabetes, the autoimmune disorders. From that point on, from the time you're born, you become a revenue producer. Then you're going to get a bunch of antibiotics with the pediatric physicians who are always prescribing this kind of medicine for babies. And then as an adult, you're going to have adult onset diabetes. You're going to have the heart disease. You're going to have the mammograms and then the breast cancer and then the double preventive mastectomies, because now women are having their breasts chopped off even when they don't have cancer, just to prevent it. You're going to have all this stuff, the fake PSA test, the fake prostate cancer diagnosis, the surgery that's not even needed for all that. You're going to take the pharmaceuticals. If you manage to survive all of that, just when you hit retirement age, which they're going to raise to 80, by the way, because of the financial debt of the entire world government system, by the time you get to that point, they're just going to say, pull the plug. You are useless now. You've served your purpose to the system. You've paid your taxes, you've swallowed pharmaceuticals, you voted for globalist puppets that we put in front of you, you watch TV, and now it's your time to go. Why not just have gas chambers? Why not just have it called Zyklon B medical care? How to die like Jewish prisoners. That's what it should really be called. Just bring in the Hitler healthcare system. I mean, that was very effective for eliminating the population for these evil people over there. Why not just bring that in and call it compassionate government-run healthcare in America? Just once you hit retirement age, Zyklon B for you, buddy. That's how it's going to work in America. Is there anything else in this story? Oh, here we go. Dr. Charles Dalton, recognize that name, Dalton, classic eugenicist name, look it up. Dr. Charles Dalton told me, That's how they're trained. He's a terrific fee-for-service doctor who would impress me with his Geisinger-like candor in the past, but he says this, quote, rehydrating him, he's talking about his father, rehydrating his father was probably the wrong thing to do. Probably wrong, you know, to provide water to someone who's dying of dehydration. That's terrible. This is the new medicine in America. Renal failure, that's kidney failure. Renal failure is a good way to go, he says. It's a good way to go. He says you just go to sleep. I'm not making it up. It's written right here. You just go to sleep. Renal failure is a good way to go. Your dad's kidneys are pretty much shot, he said. So why bother drinking water? It couldn't be that kidneys need water. It couldn't be that maybe he's mineral deficient. It couldn't be that maybe he needs some nutrition. No, let's just deny him the water, deny him the nutrition, and let him die. And the doctor goes on to say, well, you may revive him, but he'll be back here in a month or 6 weeks, and we can't have return visits to the hospital. Remember, they've cut return visits by 36% by just killing them now. So, folks, you know, I'm called the Health Ranger because I serve in the protection of life. And I do believe in a dignified transition from this world to whatever lies beyond it. But I do not believe in killing people for convenience and for cost-saving measures. But that's the new agenda being pushed by Time Magazine and most of the betrayal dinosaur media out there that's trying to get behind this system of eugenics and death. They're pushing death at every opportunity. They don't believe in saving people. They don't believe in nutrition. They don't believe in preventing disease. They don't even believe in sunlight. They say sunlight's dangerous for you. Can you believe that? It's true. This is the eugenics program that is being pushed on us right now. So this is a soft kill introduction, a soft introduction to the killing system. This is, you're going to see more propaganda like this, where it's written by people who say, oh, we were tormented by whether we should keep our parents alive or dead, and then, you know, we were sold on this cost-saving system, so we decided to just kill our parents and save some money. We got some bonus money from that, and it's good for shareholders too, right? And all those managed healthcare organizations and the pharmaceutical companies and the hospital companies and the insurance companies, everybody gets paid to kill grandma. Kill your parents. That should be the new headline. It's time to kill mom and dad. That's what it actually should say. And then it should open it up and just have, you know, ways to do it. Crowbar, hammer, rat poison. Oh, wait a minute. That's actually prescribed as a blood thinner pharmaceutical, isn't it? Rat poison. Yes, it is. They should actually describe how to do it. And look, instead of claiming that it's all compassionate and all this stuff, why don't they just say we're murderers? We just want to kill people when they're no longer useful to society. Just kill them off. Yeah. If you believe that, go pick up a copy of Time Magazine. Help support this wonderful journalistic organization that clearly puts people first. Thanks for watching. Spread the word. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com. Also, fill in host on the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com is another great place to get information. Aaron Dykes over there does great research on eugenics and Bill Gates, vaccines, and much more. We're all really working on the same team for the same purpose, to try to save lives and protect people from this kind of stuff. It's insane. Because remember, we're all going to get old. And the question is, are they going to murder us too when we turn, you know, 72? Are they going to murder us? I'm not going to let that happen. I'll be carrying my Glock when I'm 80. All right. Take care, folks, and share the video. Take care. Hello everyone, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger from naturalnews.com. I want to encourage you to check out our free infographics, such as this one you see. It's the top 10 sources of aspartame, and it shows you those sources where aspartame is really found in foods, and some of those sources may surprise you. For example, did you know there's a lot of aspartame in chewing gum and children's medicines? Yeah, find the top 10 sources right now in this infographic at naturalnews.com. And better yet, share it with your friends. Get the word out. Let other people know how they can get to this infographic. We've got other infographics available too. They're all free. We've got one on raw milk, another one called Nutrition Alert for Patriots, how people who believe in their country and who believe in liberty can make sure they protect their health with nutrition so that they are here to continue to fight for the restoration of liberty in our nation and around the world. Check all of those out and more infographics coming up soon at naturalnews.com.